You're locked in a standoff with someone who knows exactly which emotional buttons to push. They're relentless, strategic, and completely unafraid to use tears as leverage. Just when you think you've held your ground, you realize you're not in a boardroom at all. You're negotiating with a determined 3-year-old about wearing a princess tiara to tea time. This is how Daymond John opens his masterclass on power, by reminding us that influence isn't reserved for corporate titans. It lives in every interaction, every relationship, every moment when we choose to step forward or step back. Since building FUBU from his mother's basement into a global empire, John has become something of a modern-day philosopher on success. His insights reach far beyond fashion. They've shaped how millions think about opportunity, negotiation, and personal transformation. What makes his approach revolutionary isn't complexity, but clarity. Power isn't something you're born with. It's something you activate. Think about the pivotal moments in your life, not the graduations or promotions, but those quiet turning points when everything shifted. A power shift is exactly that, the instant you recognize your ability to transform a situation and actually do it. It's not manipulation or force, it's understanding that you possess more influence than you realize and choosing to use it deliberately. John's life is a series of power shifts. At 12, his father left. He became the man of the house. At 18, he bet everything on FUBU. When the brand declined, he pivoted to television. Shark Tank arrived at 40, thyroid cancer at 50. Each transition demanded different power to build, rebuild, or simply survive. Every power shift rests on three foundations. Influence means your reputation precedes you. Negotiation means you make deals from strength, not desperation. Relationships mean you've built connections that outlast transactions. Remove one leg, the stool collapses. Master all three, you reshape situations to your advantage. The gap between success and failure comes down to your why, not a vague wish, but a burning reason that makes quitting impossible. John's evolved from making money to creating opportunity to lifting his community. Once crystallized, he focused on his how through relentless goal setting, reading his goals daily, 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years ahead, visualizing each until it feels inevitable. Lindsey Vonn at 9 created a 10-year Olympic plan with actual budgets and timelines. Charlinda Scales bottled her grandfather's barbecue sauce by hand while on active duty, honoring sacrifice, not chasing profit. That kind of purpose becomes unstoppable. When entrepreneurs pitch on Shark Tank, John gets excited by what excites them. Money seekers get tuned out. But obsession, eating, sleeping, breathing your business means he's betting on you. Bombas founders watched every episode, compiled questions, and staged mock pitches. Their preparation paid off. Bombas became Shark Tank's top performer. Preparation doesn't guarantee success, but it dramatically improves your odds. Your reputation precedes you. The most influential people can be described in a single phrase. Lincoln was honest. Ali could float like a butterfly and sting like a bee. Aretha was the queen of soul. What's your phrase? We're all walking advertisements for ourselves, constantly broadcasting what we stand for. Your ability to shift power begins with how you present yourself and how others perceive you. This isn't about fakery, it's about clarity. What do you want to be known for, and are your actions proving it? Building a personal reputation follows product development. First, you're an item, generic, filling an immediate need. Then a label, recognizable but not compelling. Next, a brand, a name with established recognition and loyalty. Finally, lifestyle, representing a way of life beyond yourself. FUBU started with tie-top hats from a duffel bag and became a lifestyle brand because their name meant something, for us, by us. Define yourself with 5 or 6 adjectives describing who you are or aspire to be. Carry yourself with these qualities until they stick. Signal what you stand for through actions, not words. But authenticity is everything. 80% of social media users cite authenticity of content as their top reason for following a brand. People can smell pretense from miles away. Your reputation should make your value obvious without explanation. Your narrative shapes everything. It announces your principles and positions you for what's next. When FUBU exploded, sudden wealth led to overballing and damaged relationships. When money slowed, John pivoted, identifying strengths beyond fashion. His camera presence during interviews led to television as a platform for empowering entrepreneurs. Though he never imagined being on TV, he discovered comfort in the spotlight, showing that if a dyslexic kid from Hollis could build a global brand, anything was possible. This positioned him perfectly when Mark Burnett called about Shark Tank. To align your story with your aspirations, be your own best customer. Stay consistently on brand. Understand that real impact takes time, and find others to support your movement. Successful people shift their power from one area to another. Making your own power shift requires brutal honesty, out loud, not just in your head. What do you actually want from life? What would you change if you could? What achievable goal could you set for tomorrow? What's stopping you? These questions transform wishes into concrete goals, the only kind worth pursuing. Influence requires making others feel seen. John builds genuine connections through common ground, kids, backgrounds, interests. At FUBU, they noticed manufacturers ignored big guys, 3X, 6X, in the African-American community. They targeted bouncers and security guards at clubs with specially made 6X shirts. These overlooked guys appreciated the attention. One security head introduced them to Ralph McDaniels, host of Video Music Box, essential viewing in hip-hop, getting them on set to showcase their styles. Their approach worked because it was sincere. When they needed favors later, they weren't approaching anyone cold. Billie Jean King exemplifies this equal give and take. Despite her fame, she thinks of herself as a small business owner, not a former athlete. This scrappy mentality drove her to establish the first professional women's tennis tour and co-found World Team Tennis. Her famous Battle of the Sexes match against Bobby Riggs wasn't personal. She knew she had to win for women worldwide fighting for equal rights. To develop connection, tell memorable stories, create mental files for each relationship, anticipate obstacles, understand your audience, and seek common ground before you need help. Networking isn't transactional, it's relational. Relationship capital binds together all elements needed to command any room. John built his through consistency, straightforwardness, fair treatment, and tireless work. His mother taught him to respect everyone's hard work, from security guards to cleaning crews. Mark Cuban advises, "Work like there is someone working 24 hours a day to take it away from you." John adapts this. Work like someone is working 24 hours a day to make a better impression than you. His rule? Add 3 times the value you extract from any relationship before asking for something in return. Protect your relationship capital by being mindful of network engagement. When people follow you online, you enter a social contract. They'll stay as long as you don't abuse your platform with arrogance, anger, or pretense. Focus on 5 principles. Grow your network deeper rather than wider, systematize outreach, research relationships before meetings, protect your network by thinking carefully before making asks, and adapt communication styles to match others' preferences. Negotiation isn't about winning at someone's expense, it's about making deals from strength through preparation and clarity. Throughout this journey, we've explored 3 essential skill sets: establishing credibility, building negotiation skills, and cultivating lasting relationships. Master all 3, and you succeed not just in business, but in life. The promise isn't that you'll win every negotiation or that every relationship will flourish. It's simpler. You already possess the power to transform situations. You just need to recognize it and activate it. Every day presents opportunities to shift power in your favor through clarity, preparation, and genuine connection. Stop waiting for permission. Stop believing power belongs to someone else, someone richer, more connected, more educated. The 3-year-old negotiating for her tiara understands something adults forget. Power isn't granted, it's taken. not aggressively, but confidently, not selfishly, but purposefully. What power shift are you avoiding right now? What room are you afraid to enter? What deal are you leaving on the table because you don't believe you deserve it? The answer to those questions is where your transformation begins. The power has always been yours. Now go use it.